Joined now in the studio by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce for the Short and Sweet Business Beat. Has it started snowing yet? It has not, right?
I can report that snow has not started.
Has not started, yes.
But as a true Southerner, I may just hit up the grocery store on the way back to work. Hope folks will stay safe. Make sure you follow the Chamber on Twitter. We have a list of local tweeps who tweet out information about preparedness and emergency information. Mm-hmm. I don't want to repeat of 2 years ago. For me, it was a 5-hour commute home.
Was that the night of the Duke game?
Yes.
When they had to cancel
I was making a strategic choice. I said I could abandon the car and walk to the Smith Center, but I really needed to get home, make sure everybody was okay at home. And it was a very long commute. So as long as we don't have a repeat of that, it'll be interesting to see what weather comes our way.
I'm thinking not this time. I mean, we're gonna get some nasty stuff, but hopefully not quite that bad. I remember it took me. I live just on the other side of the Durham border in Southwest Durham, and it took me 45 minutes to get from there to the station to come in early and go on the air quickly. Just driving up I-40 at like 10 miles an hour, and I was the lucky one.
Right,
45 minutes to get from one place to another. There were people who were abandoning their cars. There were people who were turning around and going the other way, and that wasn't helping. People were in traffic for 6-8. It was a ridiculous.
So, but maybe if we see a little precipitation tonight, it'll be an exciting game. I think a lot of folks were hoping, hoping for one game where they not many people could make it to the Smith Center, but they still had the game,
and
so they let everybody
the front,
go down the lower level. It'd be great to see a repeat of that tonight, but if not, just make sure everyone drives safely. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned to WCHL, to Twitter, and just make sure you're safe out there.
Yeah, and especially if you're heading to the game, because game's starting at 7, and we're going to be seeing that snow around during the 6 o'clock hour. We're going to be seeing that snow, so be careful out there. So before we get to the Short and Sweet Business Beat, what is your favorite recipe that includes nothing but milk and bread?
Oh, can you do French toast? I'm not a cook, so I don't know. Toast and a glass of milk, that's my favorite recipe.
That might be more Luxembourgian toast than French toast.
So,
like, dip it in milk and throw it on a griddle.
Right.
I'm like, we'll see where this falls.
See what happens, I'm not a cook, so I don't know what I...
That is the most Midwestern recipe.
Was a Michigander. I'm sure you're laughing at us Southerners and how our response to inclement weather is. So
yeah, we've got a whole ice box with frozen milk and frozen bread. This is ready to go every single day. All right, so short and sweet business beat.
January brings inclement weather, but also what we see is a surge in job seeker activity, according to Indeed, which is a job seeker. Job posting website. It's the largest annual surge in job seeker activity happens in January. So
is that a New Year's resolution kind of thing? Or
I think
maybe
people come back from the holidays and then they realize
they're second guessing their jobs.
Yeah, they're geared up for 2016 and then they realize, wait, I don't want to be here anymore. And so, but I just want to tell some folks about some job opportunities locally. One is SH Bassnight & Sons is hiring a warehouse associate in service tech. They are looking for someone that can do deliveries and counter sales and just basically assist with maintaining a safe and clean warehouse, organizing inventory. They'd like someone to be forklift qualified and have some knowledge and experience with welding. So check that out at our website, carolinachamber.org. That's a warehouse associate in service tech that they're hiring at SH Bassnight & Sons. Playmakers is also hiring a managing director. They want someone to join their newly appointed producing artistic director as someone that manages, oversees development, marketing, and general management of the theater. So it's really exciting to see what new seasons of Playmakers will bring. And I think this is a really exciting opportunity.
It really is, yeah.
Folks can find the posting at hr.unc.edu. That's where all Carolina job postings are. And I would just search for Playmakers, and that's the best way you can find it.
Awesome. Three Sisters starts tonight, by the way.
Oh, are you going to go see it?
Saturday night, yeah.
Okay.
Weather permitting, But I think they're going to do it on Saturday night. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, that's a couple of really good job opportunities. And I mean, it's just January is the time when more people start looking. But I mean, there's always a lot of people working. It's still such a tough job market out there for a lot of people, and possibly getting worse for people as FNS benefits requirements have changed.
So something that I want to make sure people know about is that new work requirements are being placed for those who receive food stamps. Food stamp benefits that
food
don't
and
have
nutrition services. Is,
yes, excuse me. Yeah, I should use the official term.
But food stamps, what it was called.
I just try to avoid acronyms. So there is another acronym with this. It's called the ABOD, but it's able-bodied adults without dependent children. They now will have a work requirement in order to receive food and nutrition services benefits. And what Orange County DSS is trying to do is make sure that they reach these people receiving benefits because of this new work requirement.
Yes.
They have, 3 months kind of a cushion as far as not their benefits not going away. But that means come April 1st, if DSS hasn't contacted these folks, that they will be at risk for losing benefits. So make sure you go to orangecountync.gov and check out their news. They have a few info sessions to try to connect these folks receiving the benefits with job opportunities, with educational opportunities. And so you can go, there's some sessions January 19th at the Orange County DSS, January 21st at the IFC Community Kitchen.
And that one's tomorrow.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
You mentioned it, and I was like, oh, I've got this sheet of paper right here with all of them on it. Yeah, next one is tomorrow at the IFC Community Kitchen.
Excuse me.
Yep.
Yeah.
11 to 1:30.
January 27th back at the Orange County DSS, that's in Hillsborough.
Yep.
And January 28th at the Southern Human Services Center. That's on Homestead Road behind the Seymour Center. And so if you know any folks that this might apply to, I really hope that we can get these folks connected to job opportunities.
Absolutely.
So, as you hear maybe in the national news about how this new work requirement is affecting those that receive these benefits, it really will have an impact locally. DSS thinks it's about 700 individuals that this will apply to. So
just in Orange County.
Just in Orange County.
Wow.
So so it's really important to get the word out. I really appreciate, Aaron, you letting me talk about it on the Short and Sweet Business Beat, but want to make sure that we connect folks like these to job opportunities. It's just a 20 hours per week, even if it's a part-time job opportunity, but we want to make sure that these folks are either in classes or are connected with job or even apprenticeship volunteer opportunity. The requirement is just 20 hours a week for those receiving FNS benefits.
So orangecountync.gov, and then go to the Department of Social Services if you want to know more about that. Again, the next one is going to be tomorrow, 11 to 1:30 at the IFC Community Kitchen. That's the one right downtown on the corner of Columbia and Rosemary, and then a couple next week as well. We're speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Harbor Chamber of Commerce. It's the Short and Sweet Business Beat. I know I have to keep the countdown going. You've got 6 days left.
I obviously need to readjust my countdown since I was talking about January 19th, which was actually yesterday. But yes, the tomorrow is the last chance to register for our annual meeting, January 26th.
And I am going. Can I just register with you on the air? Can
right
be speaking
here,
into
right
the microphone?
Now, yes. We will register you. If you can't do that with me on the air right now, you can go to carolinachamber.org/annual meeting.
These are the perks of the job here.
Over 300 business leaders and local officials will be there. We are starting early at 7:30 a.m. with a coffee networking reception. We'll have breakfast as we celebrate our business's community successes last year and looking to what our competitive advantages in this new year to come. We are very fortunate to have, as our keynote speaker, UNC System former System President Tom Ross, and special thanks to the sponsors of our annual meeting, Bank of North Carolina, Europa Center, Duke Energy, Northwood Raven, Durham Tech, and Coastal Federal Credit Union.
Awesome.
So, and again, talking about dates tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last chance to register for the annual meeting, but also our very first FaceTime.
Yes.
I want to clarify a few things. Someone asked me if this would be an opportunity where, like, there would be a screen and they would be able to FaceTime with me on my phone. It's a little play on words. You're not actually FaceTiming
on a phone.
This is not
actual FaceTime.
This is in this digital world, person-to-person networking is still very important for your business. And so we are excited to introduce this new networking event that will be held monthly of FaceTime. We're doing it with the Downtown Partnership, so any downtown merchants can attend free. And KidZoo is going to be our nonprofit spotlight. If you're not a member, you just pay $5, and that all those monies go to our nonprofit spotlight, KidZoo Children's Museum. And this is 5:30 to 7:30 tomorrow night at Top of the Hills Back Bar. You cannot use parking as an excuse, because you can either visit parkonthehill.com or
parkonthehill.com
or Tapa will validate your parking if you park at the Rosemary Lot or the Wallace parking deck.
Awesome.
We're really excited about this new networking event, and it does not require your smartphone. It just requires you to show up and really and share your business card, share your story, and maybe you'll find some new clients and customers in 2016.
Sounds good. So the KidZoo Children's Museum is a nonprofit spotlight this month. Is it going to be a different one every month?
Different
or is it
one
KidZoo?
Every month,
okay,
in a different day and time every month.
Right,
so just
right.
Folks should go to carolinachamber.org/events to find out when FaceTime is each month. And we're excited. We have 12 great nonprofits that will have the spotlight each month. Next month is actually Carolina for the Kids Dance Marathon.
Dance
so
marathon.
It's exciting celebrate. I'm a 3-time dancer. So
really?
Yeah. So,
what is that like?
Exhausting.
Yeah,
but,
I can imagine.
But it's a great tradition, and it's incredible to see the amount of money that Carolina for the Kids is raising each year for UNC Children's Hospital. So
that's another organization that just changed its name too. Was Dance Marathon? Now it's
again,
gone. Now it's beyond
really
Dance Marathon.
We really should have coordinated this better and had one big announcement press conference day to rebrand it all. So hope to
as
see
as soon
you.
As our April Fool's joke from 2 years ago comes true, and Chapel Hill and Carrboro merge together into one big town. That's when we'll
I
have a big
it.
Press conference.
I can't wait. That's the day that I'm waiting for. So until that day, please go to carolinachamber.org/events to find when and where our next FaceTime is. But tomorrow it'll be at Back Bar, 5:30 to 7:30. We hope to see you there.
Sounds good. So carolinachamber.org if you want chamber information. And then again, orangecountync.gov, and then click on the Department of Social Services to get information on those events coming up for food and nutrition services. Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, short and sweet business beat. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.